everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shaquoia D.
B and Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. Mm-hmm. It could be love, it could be life, it could be mess, it could be yawns or sneezes.
Achoo!
It could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we want to bring you guys in on those. If you haven't already, definitely like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And don't forget to hit that notification bell so you know every time we make an upload. Also, if you want to watch our podcast early and live, because we record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, make sure you join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. For $3 a month, you can watch us live, interact with us while we're recording, and also you'll get access to behind the scenes exclusive content. You'll get access to things first, and as well as our food review show and some other shows that we have coming really soon. By you joining our Patreon, that allows us to make content for you guys more frequently, higher quality, and more consistently. So we thank you guys who have already joined the Patreon, but the rest of y'all, what y'all waiting for? What y'all waiting for? But anyways, let's get right into it. How you guys doing today?
Good. Fantabulous. I'm tired, but I'm fantabulous.
That's your word of the week?
All right, for the moment.
Oh, okay.
Word. Marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. As always.
Word. I'm doing good as well. I'm a little tired, but I feel really good. Like, I woke up feeling like I actually rested last night. So.
You're a superstar. Yeah. Bring out the house, of course. Nothing else to do but sleep good.
When you do the work, it makes it easier.
My mind is at ease.
You ain't resting because you ain't go to work. Yeah. That's why.
Ain't no dang, I should have. Nah, it's like I did.
Yeah.
Let me get some rest.
I slept heavy, too.
I was sleeping good, too. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
When I woke up, you like, want to turn the heat on up here? I'm good. I was comfortable.
I
was comfortable when I was sleeping.
Yeah.
I work out in 69 degree weather.
Yeah, once I got out the bed, I was like, it's kind of cold in here. I was like, is the AC still on? Because I thought we turned that off last night. But yeah, it was cold. It was 69 degrees, but I slept real good. For you guys who don't know what we're talking about, because you weren't there last night, but I performed at open mic randomly, and we went to, where did we go? The first
Friday. That was put together by Arts Atlanta. That's in Underground.
Yeah.
It was fire. Good vibe.
Yeah, it's a great event. If you guys ever get a chance to go, make sure you go. But yeah, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about me and Shaquoia just got to a space where we're able and capable of letting people into our lives.
Wait, before you continue, are you in that? Did you just get to that space?
You've been there.
You've been there? You just all just open.
You got good skin.
Just how I live my life.
I grew up with friends.
I was just gonna say I know who I'm gonna be friends with most of the time when we first, we cool people. I like you.
I mean, knowing who I have the capable, I have the possibility or capability of being friends with, but typically, I would feel like I might be like a burden, or do they even want to be my friend?
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know. Do I even want friends?
Mm-hmm. That's where I was at. Yeah, but continue with what you were explaining, or is that it?
Talking about the topic.
Yeah,
being able to. Yeah, we're just in a space where we're able to let people in. We're willing and able to let people in. It don't even gotta be a deep bond.
Yeah.
It's just to see. It's just to see. Hey, what's good? I'm going here. Come through. Just something like that. Don't come to my crib. Don't come to the house. Not at all. But meet outside.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I didn't realize how closed off I was, but I was. But I'm ready now, you know. It still be kind of weird, though.
Oh, so what was the hesitation before?
I think my hesitation was, okay, this is a deep question. I think part of my hesitation was the idea of feeling like, a lot of times the people that I have encountered in the past wanted something from me in some capacity, or it was also like, I feel like growing up, at a certain point, I was meeting a lot of people who wanted, like, my energy, who were just consuming my energy and wasn't, like, pouring back into me. So I was just kind of tired of that. So I was like, well, I don't need that in my life. I'll just go ahead and, you know, be by myself at that point.
I feel that.
Yeah, so that was some of my hesitation. I realized that it even goes deeper than that. But, yeah. Hey, J2.
What's up?
Well, I'm my youth.
So, right now, we literally just got started. But we're talking about me and Breeze actually just gotten to the point in our lives where we're open to welcoming people into our lives. And we're talking about those hesitations and just wherever the conversation takes us. But yeah, I think some of my hesitation was a lot of people that I encountered just was like draining of my energy or and stuff like that. And it was just kind of hard to, I don't know. I think because it's loud outside, because I didn't necessarily have boundaries, it was hard for me to discern or like figure out a way for not to allow everybody to have my energy. So yeah, now that I know how to protect my own energy, protect my peace, it's like, all right, I'm in a space. Yeah, and also I be holding on to stuff, so I don't be wanting.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, sir?
I would say, why do not want to let people in? I care a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I care more than, I probably care more than I should care.
You didn't want to be hurt. That's what it was.
Yeah, because hurt people.
Yeah.
My heart is broken. Nah, and then even the discernment part, it's easier to just, I like you from a distance.
It is easier to do that.
Than, like, I like you from a distance.
You cool.
But we still need, and doing that, it's hard, probably impossible to find your people.
Mm-hmm.
if you keep everybody at a distance. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even let anybody in. And then when it's time to let people in, you don't know how to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
mm-hmm.
always multiple walls up. And it gets to a point where you don't even know how to bring them walls down. So,
yeah.
And now I'm so comfortable being me mm-hmm. that It is what it is. Like, this is me. I really be chilling. I be good. I'm good if I go somewhere by myself. I'm good if somebody come with me. It don't matter. I'm so comfortable being me that I have the capacity to allow people to come in. Not anybody. Not just anybody can come in. Mm-hmm. But if you meet the criteria,
mm-hmm.
then,
yeah. It's a vibe check.
Yeah. I don't know. So it's like, I don't want to go too deep into it because I already talked to my therapist about this. But mm-hmm. it's just, I feel like it's a lot that that goes into it, like past the vibe check. Like, even when I was talking to my therapist, she was like, oh, she was asking like, because I was like, I think I'm ready to have friends now.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, why are you even thinking about if they're friends yet or not? Like, I was like, I don't know. Like, when I meet them, I'm, like, the vibe, part of the vibe check is, like, I'm thinking, like, are we cool? Do you like me? Do I like you? Like, will we get along? And she was like, you don't even need to think about all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just it's okay to just meet people. Yeah. And they don't have to be part of your life after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was going to say, are you about to read a comment?
Yeah.
Go for it.
You got it? Oh, she said, I can understand that. I've been told I care too much for those who don't reciprocate it. I think that's why I became antisocial, trying to break it, but it's hard. Yep.
I feel that. And to that point, caring too much about people who don't reciprocate it, I was like, I've been allowing myself to be misused.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not even to a point where I'm bothered by it, because I want to help people. Yeah. Like, if I like the people, if I like you, I want to help you if I can help you. So, yeah, I'm going to be there. But it's to a point where if I need help, I can't really call on the people I'm helping.
Right.
Not that it should be that way, but it should be that way. You know, got to the point where I was like, I'm allowing myself to be misused, and I don't like that. And it's draining, and I can see it. It's like, and it just wasn't making sense. Once I started finding me, I've been losing friends and finding peace. But being misused, it's not good.
I definitely understand that. I guess for me, I never think about it. It's almost like, kind of funny to think about it. It reminded me of a quote from The Walking Dead when Carl was talking to Walter, and he was like, like, I think we're strong enough to, like, help Walter.
Who he was talking
not
to?
Not Walter. Pardon me. I'm mixing shows up. Carl was talking to Rick.
The show crossover.
Pardon me. We've been rewatching. Well, I've been rewatching Walking Dead and watching Breaking Bad. My brain is all over. But Carl talking to Rick, he was like, I think we're strong enough to help other people but still protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the same thing in regards to, like, letting people in. Like, you just, you gauge the situation. All right, is this person cool? There's potential that anybody can hurt you. Like, yeah. There's potential that your family can hurt you. So it's like, mm-hmm. it, like that problem. And on paper, it shouldn't stop you from, like, at least attempting. If you're scared of everybody gonna hurt you, then the people that you're attracting is the people that's gonna hurt you. So I think going into it, of course, having a level of discernment, because I'm not friends with everybody. Like, even if everybody feel like they're friends with me. Mm-hmm. But for me, when I decide, I'm like, nah, this is my boy. Now I got to think. Now I think about it, like, if I had to introduce this person, I'm like, nah, this is my friend, X, Y, and Z.
My boy.
Yeah, as opposed to being like, this is Henry. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, this is my boy.
Shout out to Henry.
I don't know. It's not, and I think it's also a thing of, like, the friends that I have, I consider them, like, family. Mm-hmm. So then I'd be like, well, I mean, I don't really need no other people. But it's also like, no, you're like, I'm in a new place, so I gotta need people a little bit. Just a little bit.
And, like, to have connections.
Yeah.
That helps a lot, too.
Yeah.
And being exposed to different stuff. Having different experiences, having different conversations, that all goes into allowing people. And we don't want to just small talk it out. Yeah, small talk people to death.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree. And it's like, you gotta give yourself the chance to meet some new people. Like, if you're not open to meeting anybody new, you're not open to, like, new experiences. Somebody may put you on to a new show, a new something that you love, or something. Mm-hmm. Might even not be a show. This might be a new experience that you love. Like, oh, I never went on a float before. And it's like, that was the first thought I had. I never went on a float before. And it's like, now that's something that you love, but because normally your friends wouldn't have naturally engaged in that, you would have never got it. So, like, you have to be open enough to receive the friendship, the relationships from other people. Still understand that you got to protect yourself.
But be open. Yeah, I wasn't open. I wasn't ready to receive any. Because I was like, I need to figure out me right now. Like, this was the first time. I feel like moving was the first time that I was able to focus on myself and not be doing a billion things for a bunch of other people. So I was like, well, let me use this time to actually, like, enjoy time with myself and breathe a little bit and all of that stuff. And And
background.
Like, breathe, focus on myself, and actually learn who I am at this age. Like, just reintroduce myself to myself. So, it was like, I wasn't open to, like, I mean, like, yeah, if I meet somebody, cool, but I wasn't actually open. I didn't have open energy to receive other people into my space at the time.
I'm still trying to work on having open energy when I'm out to receive, like, people.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm out. I just be in a different world. Like, I'll be in a different world. I'll be good. I just don't... I'm not typically in a conversational mood. Because normally I'm in my own world. Typically, my response... I mean, not my response. Typically, my energy would be, don't talk to me. Leave me alone. I'm chilling. I'm going this way. You going this way, just leave me alone. But now I'm trying to work on having the openness, having good skin, you know? What I call it, you got good skin, people like to talk to you with good skin. Like smile, I be seeing, I know what my face look like when I be out. And it just look like I got an attitude or something. Or like I'm upset, angry, bothered. But I'm working on that.
I was looking like that yesterday once I finally sat down. But, I mean, I got resting bitch face. So, like, I was just chilling. But then I realized, like, I probably look mad as shit sitting over here. But I was like, I'm fine. All right. So, I kind of, like, shifted my demeanor a little bit. But I was like, I finally got a seat. Like, I'm good. But I understand that. Okay. So she said, is it wrong to separate from your parents because of the type of energy they give you? I stopped talking to my dad in my 20s and I just cut off communication with my mother.
I don't think so, but yeah, I don't think so. I feel like it has to be healing on both sides. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like it is important to have some type of relationship with your parents, but once the healing takes place on both sides.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's anything wrong with you like distancing yourself, because again, you have to protect like your energy and you have to protect yourself, because like your parents may not be all the way healed.
Yeah.
Like, as I'm learning,
parents
will not
be healing. Yeah.
We all go.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think you're right. I think there is some healing on both sides that everybody needs to do. Because, like, something I saw on TikTok, they were basically saying, like, there's stuff that happened with your parents when you're a kid. It's like you may be looking for... like you're looking for affection from your mother or something like that, and you're trying to give it to her in any way you can, and she's not receiving it. Mm-hmm. But then she has another kid and they get all of the affection, and you're looking like, oh, that just means that it's like nothing I do is good enough. So now you internalize it and you make like an agreement with yourself, oh, nothing I do is ever good enough. And it's like when you go back and you realize like, oh, she didn't know how to do it. She didn't know how to accept affection because her mom didn't. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like nurturing in that way. And it's like it wasn't really about you. It just it wasn't really about her. But until you did like some of the healing for yourself, you don't realize it's like it's not really about. Like, even when it's about you, it's not really about you. It's about whatever they got going on. Mm-hmm. So I think in that, you still got to be able to know like, all right. If it's not about me, then it's like, all right, whatever they need to do for them, and whatever I need to do for me, I'm going to do it for me. And it's like, we can meet in the middle at some point.
And I feel like we all get to a point, once we start focusing on ourselves, working on ourselves, we distance from a lot of people who we used to be close to or felt like we should be close to. But in that, we get to a point where our boundaries... like, we can still have those connections or interactions, but our boundaries
are different.
Yeah, it's different, so it keeps us safe, or it makes this a safe space, because I'm not going to go
this
far, because it's not conducive for me. And I know that. And it's like, we know what we're going into.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm mentally prepared. And I know, like, you were just saying this, it's not you. It's not me, it's you. Mm-hmm. But I love you, but yeah, we can't do this. I tried.
Right.
Yeah. It's almost like until you sort that out, we can't have a...
Yeah, and sometimes you have to tell them that. Like, even when... Because everybody heals at their own pace. Like, and especially with our parents, their generation, like, they wasn't going to therapy for real. Like, they weren't, especially people of color, like, they're not going to therapy. They're not about to do all of that. So, it's like, they got to heal in their own time. They got to learn that they want to heal and stuff like that and figure it out for themselves. But sometimes you have to let them know, like, all right, I love you, but I can't do this until you heal from whatever issues you have, or until you correct whatever issues or behaviors, whatever is happening here, I can't do anymore. So I need you to get the help that you need, and I'll get the help that I need, so that then we can come together. But sometimes you have to tell them, because they don't know, or they think it's okay because they've been doing it for so long. Mm-hmm. It's just like a few podcasts ago when we was talking about everything that's accepted isn't always acceptable. It's like a lot of things that people do, they're doing it because it's just been an accepted thing. Like, oh, nobody told me I needed to stop doing this. Nobody told me this was an issue, so I'm just going to keep doing it out of habit. Mm-hmm. And until you tell them, like, listen, this is not okay. Yeah. They still might not acknowledge it, but at least, like, yeah, you said it. Like, you set the boundary and you told them, like, you're not playing no more. So
yeah, it's almost like with kids, like if you don't correct their bad behavior, they're just gonna continue to do the bad behavior. Mm-hmm. So even when it comes to boundaries, if you don't correct somebody immediately when it comes to your boundary, they're gonna continuously do it.
Right.
And then when it's time for you to when the first time you try and set it, they might be like, What do you mean? I've been using you this whole time. Like, not
it be like that. Time.
Yeah, it's like, you want me to stop?
How you want to start thinking?
Like, why didn't you say that the last five times? Yeah. It's like, nah, this is the...
Yep.
Like, whatever. So we just have to stand by. It sounds crazy.
I've been using you this whole time.
But, I think it just... I think that all, especially when it comes to family, that all carries over into your, like, how you deal with relationships.
Outside of your family.
I feel like that's one of the reasons that's one of the things that brought me to a space of being able to, well, first acknowledging that I be to myself all the time. It's nothing wrong with being to yourself, but in excess, it's not conducive. That's my word for the month, probably conducive. I'm at a point where I'm like, what is family? Like, I think about that. Mm-hmm. Like, every day for, like, the past month and a half, probably. Like, what is family? So, before, it was like, I mean, I grew up with my family, so I want to be friends with my family because we grew up together. I like y'all. Mm-hmm. I love y'all, and I like y'all, and I want to like y'all, and I want to grow with y'all, but family not always conducive to where I'm going.
Right.
So... And it goes to, like, growing. If I'm growing at a pace where... If I'm growing at a pace that nobody else is growing at, the only way for us to really be like this is for me to go back. Or for them to catch up to where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And sometimes lives be completely different. Mm-hmm. So it's... Yeah, it's lifestyle be different, lives, thinking, everything be different, circumstances. So if it's meant to be, if we meant to be cool, be cool. If not, I don't think so. And so again, I go back to what is family. I feel like family is our tribe. Like, we find our family along the journey of life.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think a lot of times we confuse the people who we struggle with or who we were in a bad place with or who we started with as this has to be my family because we started at the same place. I don't necessarily think that's always the case. I think family is just people who you grow with and who value you as a person. It's a lot of rain. but yes, I think it's the people who actually value you as an individual, and like, and you guys have a, you guys value each other, and you know, just like it's a
reciprocation.
Yeah, it's reciprocation. I think it's not just blood. It's like it goes beyond that, and I think it's important for us to make that distinction, and also just in regards to like the being alone, I felt that as well, and it was like a clip from the Ari Lennox album came up. It was like, you can have all this furniture, you can have all this stuff. It's like, oh my god, I need people. Like, you need people.
The other day, I was in my room, I was going to sleep, I'm just looking at the ceiling. Mind you, it's black, like it's dark, but I can see my cell, and I can see the little light, like the circle part. I'm just looking at the cell, I'm like, wow, like I really be lonely. And I was like, it's lonely loner, but like, I really be alone. Like, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really be alone. I needed it, but I think I'm at a space where I don't need to be alone anymore. Not because I'm going to harm myself or anything, but I just need people. I actually like people. That's another reason, before you go, that's another reason why I wasn't open to letting people in. Because for the longest, I was like, I don't even like people. Like, I kept saying, I don't like people. So all the time, I don't even like people. But I love people. I just don't like their actions. Like, the actions that they choose, they bother me. Or they used to bother me until I started coming into myself and finding amazing people like yourself. But yeah, I used to say that all the time. I don't like people, but I love people. I love amazing conversation. And now I'm embracing that. But
I was just gonna say I was the same way. But backtracking a little bit, for me, I realized I had the same realization, but it was maybe a week or two ago. So, like, I realized it a few weeks ago, like, when I talked to my therapist. But it really hit me when we were reading the book, The Secret Language of Birthdays. And I read the thing for my birthday, and it talks about isolating yourself and, like, how, like, people who are born on my birthday, they have to be careful of, like, continuously isolating themselves and I guess just being alone, something like that. Just because, like, it's so easy to do, like, isolating yourself and being off in your own world. And I realized that for the past 2 to 3 years, I have been in my own little world, which was good because I needed it, because I needed to figure out who I am, who I'm becoming, like, who, like, what boundaries I need to set. Like, I didn't even know I didn't really have boundaries until I took that time for myself and stuff like that. So, I feel like, dang, I lost my thought. So, that's when I had the realization, and then I was gonna say,
it's going.
My thoughts are gone.
And then gone.
We had a comment.
Mm-hmm.
I had read the comment to myself while you was talking. And to say to the comment, a lot of times when you have, like, abuse in the, like, in the family, I feel like the other family, a lot of times the other family members be in denial. Or they don't want to
accept
the fact that this is not, like, this is not right. I don't know why it's so hard for people to just, like, have morals and, like, stand on, like, it's a right and a wrong. Like, everything is in black and white, but right and wrong, there's some things that's right and some things that's wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people just be in denial and don't want to accept it because at the end of the day, now I have to take accountability. I think it's an accountability thing.
Yeah.
So if all this is happening, it's my fault. I have to take accountability, and then I have to change the situation.
Yeah.
Or if I don't change it, I still have to take accountability because I'm allowing such action to continue.
Yeah, and I think, and again, it doesn't make it right, but I think the reason why it's like it's hard for people to, because now you have to look at everybody like, now you can't, now it can't just be like, oh, this is so-and-so. It's like, nah, this person did something that I don't agree with that wasn't right. So now it's like, I think some people are afraid to judge the actions because it's like, oh, this person is a bad person. It's like, they might not even be a bad person. They did it, but you absolutely need to correct this behavior, correct these actions, because it's like, this isn't acceptable. And I think it's a thing, like you were saying, in terms of accountability, because now it's like, can't we just live? Originally, it's like, can't we just live like nothing happened? Like, there's nothing wrong. Our family is great. And it's like, you can't live like that if that's not what what's really happening. So you have to be able to, you know, just take accountability for stuff.
And sometimes it's a thing where people, they experienced that in their childhood as well. So like, and they didn't know how to deal with it. They weren't able to talk to anybody and stuff like that. And so with history repeating itself, sometimes it's literally just a matter of, I still don't want to deal with this situation. Like, I still don't know what to do. I'm still feeling helpless because I never healed from my past situation. And now, okay, the same thing is happening to my daughter or my son, and I still don't know what to do. So sometimes it's literally a thing of, like the continued trauma. Because trauma does get passed down, like, it's just like, I don't know what to do, and this is what my mom said to me, or I'm a lash out at you and tell you, you don't know how you actually feeling, because I didn't know how I was actually feeling, or somebody told me that I wasn't depressed when I was, which I mean, that happened to me when I was depressed. But, so it's literally, hurt people. And you never know how that hurt is going to manifest. And I think that's the hardest part about letting people in or setting boundaries and different things like that, is like really being able to discern between, are you hurting me just because you're abusive, or are you hurting me because you're hurt and you never dealt with what you was going through? And then still setting boundaries, even once you figure out the answer. But, like, having your own understanding so that you can have your own peace of mind, I feel like is, like, the hard part.
That's hard.
That's something that I had to, I think that's the way that I approach a lot of things. And that's why I try to get, like, a better understanding of, like, okay, first of all, what did you go through as a child? Or, like, where is this coming from, type of thing? And sometimes I'll be asking a little too many questions, but it helps me to figure out, okay, it helps me to realize, okay, this isn't about me. Mm-hmm. Or it has something to do with me, but it's not really about me. Like, you know, just getting a further understanding. I don't know. The situations, like family situations are tricky. Mm-hmm. They're tough. Because even like you said, like, you want to love your family. You want your family to be in your life. You want to be friends with your family and keep growing with them and stuff like that. But everybody is different. Like, everybody lives a different life, has different lifestyle, goals, dreams, different things like that. Even growing up in the same house or being raised by the same people, your experience can be very different. So I think as far as family goes, I do think, it's more than just, like, your blood, like you guys were saying. I think that, like, you can create your family, technically speaking. I think at the end of the day, like, if we're connected by blood, then, like, technically we are family. Like, I'm not going to say we're not family.
Yeah. You're all in the same bloodline.
We're in the same bloodline.
We're in the same clan.
Got the same gene pool. That's it.
But I think as far as, like, your tribe and, like, your people is, there are the people that you connect with along the way, whether they are a part of the same bloodline or not. But I think that's also, like, why I was reluctant to kind of let people in, because I'm like, people be moving funny.
Yeah, I mean, people do, but in regards to the family part, I just think it's, your family is just people who make you feel safe enough to be yourself.
Come on. I like that. Mm-hmm. Let's use that definition. Always.
Yeah. That's just, but in regards to like letting people in, like I think you just have to, all right, it's a level of like, I mean, of course it's a gamble, but it's a level of trust, but you have to trust that if this is going too far, if this is like, I trust myself enough to be like, all right, I have to cut this off. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to trust yourself to be like, all right, I'm going to give you a chance. Let's see what you do. You acting weird? I don't like where this is going. Let's cut this right here. This is as far as we get. Or some people don't need to be that close. Some people, this might be my friend. This might be my friend that I just, that I just speak about basketball with. This might be the friend that I only talk about. We talk about Bottegas. We talk about shoes all the time. That's where our common interests like starting in, and like that's okay as well. I don't think everybody needs to be like right hand man, but yeah. I think you should be open to meet new people who can become like right hand man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think I trust them. I know for a fact I didn't trust myself in a lot of ways. Like I didn't even trust myself to make good decisions or the correct decision, and I was making very good decisions. I just wasn't. I was just still always second guess myself. So that's part of my process of like having to be by myself for a while. Because if I'm by myself, I can't rely on anybody else to make a decision or think about anything else on my behalf. It's like, no, you got to make this decision. Trust yourself and then go from there. So I think that's part of like. Thing, yeah,
I agree. I was thinking back to like my energy, like when I go out that I'm working on. Before I go out or before I get out the car, I think I might have to go smooth, like butter, baby.
So you get yourself in the right mindset. Yeah. Oh man, that's funny.
I know something that helped was. When I stopped thinking about how I felt and started like just look like basically focusing on what was happening around me, it helped me not think about like even when I was feeling like I don't really want nobody talking to me, like it helped me not think about that as much, because it's like I'm just looking around, and if I see something I like, see something that's interesting, see something that's funny, it's like, oh, wow, that was fun. Most of the time, I wouldn't have paid attention, because I'm sitting there like, I really don't feel like being here. Yeah. I can't wait till I get home, and it's like, I'm missing, there's feedback, there's people here, there's an experience here, and it's like, I can't get it if I'm only in my head. It's like, I'm always going to know how I feel. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
because I can feel it.
Yeah, exactly. So let me not focus on it. Let me just focus on. Let me see what's happening. It's like, oh, over there. Okay, that's cool. They doing some live paint. Okay, they're twerking. Okay, cool. I feel that. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like just being aware of just what's going on around you, because it's like and knowing where you sit in relation to everything that's going on around you.
Yeah. One thing that I had to start doing is, well, I came to the realization that in this moment, a lot of times, okay, if I'm not going to change my face. A lot of times, I have to be the person to speak. So, my energy could be amazing, but a lot of times, I don't want to talk. Mm-hmm. Even to ask a question, I'll figure it out. So, in saying, smooth, like butter, baby, I also have to tell myself that. So, like, I have to prepare myself to speak, be the person to initiate the conversation. Believe it or not, I said I was going to stop saying that. But I was going to say, I come in peace. Mm-hmm. But I'm done saying that. I'm a peaceful person. Yeah. But my face be like, it be looking intimidating.
Yeah.
Because, like, my dad, his face be looking kind of scary. Like, I'd be like, wow. Yeah. You don't smile?
And he smiles a lot.
A lot. I smile a lot, too. But... yeah, just prepare myself to speak. Talk all the time. It's nothing. But I don't... the times I'm speaking, like, to strangers, I'm prepared to speak. Mm-hmm. When I don't prepare myself to speak, I'm not going to talk.
That's what I'm doing. I feel like you guys are lucky enough where people don't feel comfortable to just start speaking.
You got good skin.
But it's like, I don't even, it's like, I can even be in the middle of a conversation with one of y'all, and somebody will say something to me, and I'll be like, why did you feel comfortable enough to talk to me? Like, you know, but granted, it's like, I don't usually care, but it's like people just come up and they just start having conversations. So then it's like, I'm forced to respond. Otherwise, if you come up to me and like, hey, do you know where the directions are to the Piggly Wigglies? And I just look at you and I just keep moving. You're going to be like, this guy rude as, you know, and it's like people put me in scenarios where I feel it's like, I have to say something. So I'm just used to like, even if I'm not really in the mood to talk, like I'm prepared to say something because people always just come up and say something to me.
Like, all right, why ain't y'all say nothing to the dude when we was in line and they're talking about the stories that they make?
Oh, that was because my eyes was hurting. That was literally the only time. I was like, I'm not going to be able to actually look at him. Like, I'm going to be sitting here like, word.
I was like, if I look at him, I'm gonna buy a comic. Yeah. So I need y'all to, you know. So yeah. I'm like, I'll look over casually and then I'm like, look ahead.
All right, I'll give eye contact. Crazy eye contact.
I couldn't. My eyes were on fire.
I was like, if I actually listen and look, I'm gonna buy a comic.
That's all I thought about actually was her. I was like, she gonna mess around and buy a comic. I already know. That's another reason I was like, if I look over the guy, he gonna make eye contact with me and it's gonna hurt. I'm gonna be like, she gonna be like, yeah, I'll buy one. I'm like,
I don't have a problem saying
it. I'm nothing wrong with it.
I say just, no respectfully though, I'd be like,
this not sounds today. Great. I hope you guys make it. Let me support. That's how I be feeling because I be wanting people to support me. So I'm like, you know, this is, you got to give support to get support. Mm-hmm. But
I've been supporting people my entire life.
I know, but it's just another way.
Energy, monetary, advice.
But that's one of the boundaries that I got to set.
I set that boundary like maybe almost a year ago. I was like, yeah, I'm done helping people.
One thing that J2 says, trusting yourself is hard, especially when you are your own worst critic. Trusting to allow another person in your life is difficult, especially if you are looking for a life partner. Yeah, that's a whole nother...
Yeah. Whew. It is. But I think it's just, like, I think trust, in general, trusting yourself is just about, you have to make it a habit. Like, you just gotta, even if it's small stuff, like, you gotta, like, develop the habit of trusting yourself. And, like, mm-hmm. even when it usually comes down to, like, how many promises do you keep with yourself?
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna talk about that, too.
We can talk about that next week.
Yesterday. Taking over to the park. I didn't want to go to the park after I was doing my taxes. It wasn't supposed to take that long. I was supposed to be done by 5. We were going to go to the park and run. But I was like, all right, no, I'm going to finish this. Then we going to the park. I get done. I go upstairs and I come back. And I'm like, I don't feel like going to the park. But I keep my promises. That's the only reason why I ended up going to the park, because I told myself I keep my promises. I'm a person that keep promises to myself. So I'm not making no promises to nobody except me. So I promised myself that I was going to take Nova to the park. So just got to be impeccable with my word and stand on it.
Yeah.
So I just think it's just a matter of the more you do it, the easier. It's not an easy thing, but the more you do it, I think the easier it is. And then, like, You can trust yourself because you're like, I know I can trust myself because I know I did know what I've done. You know, it's like if you're a runner, it's like you know if you're a sprinter, you know you can do the 100 because you've done it before. Mm-hmm. You know,
don't ask me to do the 8.
Yeah, like you
ran the 800 one time. I ran it in, I think I ran it in 2:16 or 2:22 or something like that.
They would clock me in 5 minutes.
Like, I was like. The coach was like, how y'all think y'all did? Nobody said nothing. I was like, I think I did great. he didn't agree with that.
So, oh yeah, well, actually, you did terrible.
But, yeah, it's just like something you got to develop the habit. Yeah. It's literally it's just a habit. It is tough, but you just got to keep trying.
Yeah. And I mean, especially with like, if you're talking about romantic, it's like, you just gotta give people a. That's all. Yeah, that's always.
I don't think the dating pool is that difficult. You just gotta go to the right pool.
You know what you just said? I don't think exercise is that hard. I just think you gotta do the right exercise.
You gotta eat your
right. It's like, what? What are the right exercises? What is the right food? Nah, it's just, I think it just depends. That I think
you gotta trust yourself to know when somebody is good for you or bad for you, or if they have the same interests, or even to recognize if they're lying or telling you the truth, if they're genuine or not.
Feel it out.
Yeah.
Feel it out.
But that, it all starts with trusting yourself, because people be
lying.
I used to be ignoring red flags. Like, I used to be ignoring big red flags, and it's just like, that's not okay. But it was because I wasn't trusting my instincts, so.
Yeah, cause people do be lying.
They be lying.
I don't really tell you, people be lying.
Oh, no, I was just... You was just what? You lied.
I knew that already, but it wasn't until some random lady came in the bank and she was like, out of nowhere, she was like, I just want you to know, everybody be lying. People won't say they don't be lying, but people be lying. And I was like, nah, that's not. And then right after she said it, I was just.
Ever since then?
Yeah, I was like, wow, it's like, it shouldn't be hard to tell the whole truth, but like, it'd be hard.
I didn't realize. I knew people be lying, but it wasn't until I got invested in Mindy's project. And then I'm listening, and I'm like, wow, she really just lying. It started with her. I was like, she just lying. Then everybody else in the show was just lying. Mm-hmm. Then we go to another show.
And they just
everybody
lying.
Is lying. Lying. Breaking Bad. My goodness.
The lies.
Just, listen, sweetheart. Go do some things. And do you want to know the truth? That should be the... Can I tell you the truth?
But you should
make sure you find somebody who can tell the truth.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should pick somebody that you feel comfortable enough talking to. Like, that you both trust each other.
That goes back to family.
Yeah. It goes back to family and friends.
Part of your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for some people, the truth is very hard for them to deal with. Like, it's just like, it's very hard. Like, I can tell you something that it'll make you feel better, or I can tell you the truth. The truth is probably not going to make you feel better.
Yeah.
Telling the truth is hard for most people. Yeah, it's almost like if you lie, it's like, if you lie about something, it hurts way later. If you lie, if you tell the truth about something, it hurts immediately, mm-hmm. and it feels better later. So it just depends on what you're looking for.
But that's why everybody always be talking about something, if you love me, you would lie to me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, nah, I need you to tell me the truth, because I got trust issues. So let's not do this lying thing. Let's just start off with the truth.
What was that?
I thought he was singing the bathroom break.
That's what I thought too. I was like, bathroom break.
Oh,
she said, I like being lied to at first. I like being here. Plus, I do miss talking to you, girl. I sent Tori your podcast for her to take a listen to.
Oh,
thank
sharing.
You.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
We like you being here.
We're
friends.
Now we're all friends. Oh, man.
I had to stop saying that, too.
What?
We're friends. I used to tell everybody, nah, we friends. We good. Nah, we not friends.
Nah, everybody ain't. Everybody don't get to be friends, so.
I used to be throwing friend around like everybody be throwing bro around.
Yeah, bro might be the most thrown around word.
Mm-hmm. You was about to say throw.
I almost
throw it around.
Thrown around word.
I ain't say friend. I ain't say that, but I used to tell everybody we're friends.
I didn't.
Like, nah, we good.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
You know, the irony is most
suck them off.
The irony is that most people that start off. But coming up to me like, hey, friend, we're actually not friends.
Honestly, like, yes.
Like, hey, friend. So like, we're not actually friends, we're acquaintances.
Yes.
My actual friends don't be like,
don't say, hey, friend.
It will be like, yeah, hey, yo.
Until I start, well, I called you best friend. But it was started off as a joke. But then people were mad, so we kept it going. And then we started dating, so.
That's what kind of life goes.
But yeah. I don't know, yeah. It is a very thrown around word. I don't know. Friendship is it's an interesting thing. I think I need to go be therapized a little bit more on it. I don't cringe as much at the thought of it.
That's good.
Gross. Progress.
Imagination. But did y'all have any final thoughts on being open to friendships, family, life?
Letting people in.
Any of the things.
I feel like it's a part of growth. Yeah. Letting people in. Being able to let people in shows a level of comfort and security within yourself. But in letting people in, you have to make sure that you do set those boundaries. Set the boundaries and also know how to bring the walls down when they need to be down. Make sure you know how to bring the walls up and enforce the boundaries when when those boundaries are crossed. Let people in. Don't let everybody in, though. Yeah. Everybody can't come in.
Yeah, this is a VIP badge.
It is.
Everybody can't get in there.
Most people get "I see you when I see you" type of energy, but there's a few. I'd be like, you know what? You're a good one. Yeah. You have spunk, tenacity.
It's a flash pass. You know, you can go to Six Flags and pay the regular price. You know what I'm saying? But if you pay the extra price, whatever that price is, you can get you a flash pass.
Right. I was going to say, one thing that I noticed is that, you attract the people that you think that you are. Like, the people that on the level that you think that you are, whatever that is, whatever that means to you, whatever you feel in your spirit that level is, you attract those people that are on that level to you. So if you feel like I'm not good enough for something, or, you know, you're dealing with a bunch of stuff that you haven't healed from yet, you feel like if you are in that I'm not good enough space, then you're going to attract the I'm not good enough people, or you're going to attract the people who you feel are taking from you and not giving to you. Because that may be causing you to be in a space where you're not ready to receive, because you feel like you're not good enough to receive whatever you want, right? That's something that I noticed.
That's good.
So I would say,
snap effect.
Be conscious of what you think of yourself. Take inventory of where you think that you are. Take inventory of what you think that you deserve, because that's just as important, if not even more important, than what you think of other people. Because what you think that you are, who you think that you are, is going to, in turn, determine the type of people that you attract into your own life. That's something that I had to learn. But also, trust and honor yourself, your intuition, and your boundaries in all of your relationships. I think that it's important that even in a romantic relationship, even if you feel like this person is who you want to be with forever, there are some level of boundaries established. Especially to start. Like, because, yeah, you just need some level of boundaries. Even if it's just like, oh, I need this amount of alone time. Each week or each day, and then we can, like, I just think that that's very important. Yeah, you just gotta take inventory of yourself. That's a reflection. And when you're ready to receive love and friendship from genuine people, then they will come. So that's what I have to say.
Yeah, that was good. We can end it on that.
All right. J2 said, I definitely need to make friends, but I'm not very trusting. I had the same friends since the 8th grade. See, with friends I have made, people I've let go, I always build them up, encouraging them to do better and reach their goals. So take inventory of yourself. Figure out, well, we'll talk more offline about that. But, yeah, look within, and then you'll figure out what you need, and then you'll figure out, you'll start to attract the things that you actually need. But thank you guys for joining us. J2, if you want to stay on, you can. We're going to talk to you for a little bit longer if you want to. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shaquille D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Bing. And once again, don't forget to join our Patreon. If you haven't already, what are you waiting for?
Okay?
For the low, low price of $3 a month, you can interact with us. You can shift the conversation. And yeah, you can get access to all our exclusive content that we are creating. Once again, this helps us to create more consistent and higher quality content for all of you guys. But I hope you have a wonderful day. See you guys
get
next
on my
week.
Face.
Adios.
Get on my
Get on my
motherfucking face.
Push your goddamn button.